We started reading yesterday from the book of Job. And we hear today, after all that Job has been through, the reality of how deep our sufferings can reach in us. Unlike an animal, St. John Paul reflected on this in his really beautiful encyclical on human suffering. He noted, animals, they suffer, but their suffering is limited to a certain kind of physical level. Unlike man, our suffering reaches deep, deep down into a more emotional level and spiritual level. So much so that John Paul said, man, we're the only creature who not only suffers that deeply, but then can reflect on it and ask why, which only intensifies the suffering. And so we hear Job in this place, and the place of the church, because of what Christ has done, the role, the mission of the church in part is to be with and to accompany those who are going through these kinds of sufferings, not simply to alleviate it, because there are sufferings that we can't simply get rid of, but most of all, to bring the hope of his victory over death into those situations. And so over the centuries of the church's life, over these two millennia, the church has worked in some really beautiful primary ways, the establishment of hospitals to alleviate the physical sufferings of those when it's possible, schools to alleviate the sufferings that come from just a lack of education, and then also outreach to the poor, just simply caring for the needs of those who don't have enough of the basics that we need in life. And those three areas mark a big part of how the church has worked over these 2,000 years. But in all of that, the main thing that the church does in each of those situations is to bring the hope of Christ into it. Job, the book will end with Job, obviously, because this was written so much before the coming of Christ. It will end with Job still very deeply puzzled by his sufferings. And it ends with him simply with a great humility, putting his hands up before God and saying, Lord, I've asked you to make known to me why I'm going through this. But I humble myself because I know that you have a plan that I don't know. And I'm just going to stop there and just say that you must be doing something that I'm unaware of. That's as far as Job will get. But in Christ, we know, Lord, you are redeeming suffering. And you're coming in and you're coming with a love that's able to change it radically. So that's what the church brings out into all of her ministries. When Pope Francis was first elected, in his very first Mass in the Sistine Chapel with the cardinals who elected him, he said this of the work of the church: if we do not confess to Christ, what would we be? We would end up, he said, a compassionate, non-governmental organization. What would happen then, he says, is that we would be like children who make sandcastles that all fall down. And so that note, that's the word to us, but especially to our St. Vincent de Paul Society today. The call to make sure that we are confessing to Christ in all that we do. That is, that Jesus is central, that he's the reason, the motivation for what we do, and that we do that in such a way that he's visible enough to those that we're serving, that they know why we're serving them. And that needs to happen in ways that the Holy Spirit inspires us to do creatively, in ways that are sincere and authentic. Like, we don't want it to reduce down to, in order to receive food from St. Vincent de Paul, you have to memorize a Bible verse, and then you have to show us that you have that verse memorized, and then we'll give you food. There are places and ministries that have tried things like that, but you can't reduce it down to that. But at the same time, we must bear witness to Christ. We must. He must be the one that is the reason that we're doing what we do, and that those that we serve in some way come to know that he is the reason that we're doing what we do. If that is absent, then we simply become, in the minds, the eyes of those we serve, something no different than a government organization or a non-governmental organization. And then it's drained of all of its meaning, because the thing that we are able to bring that no one else can is the hope of Christ. Into human suffering, there is something that only the Lord Jesus can bring. Into the hearts that are broken like Job, to the point of, Lord, why am I even alive? We are able to bring something that no one else can. And that's the charge the Lord gives to you today on this feast of St. Vincent de Paul, is to let the Lord Jesus be brightly visible in all that you do, that it's not just the food that we bring, but it's the hope of Christ into human suffering that is able to radically change the way that we see what we're doing and what we're going through. So today we pray for you that through the intercession of St. Vincent de Paul, you'll be renewed in that. The only way it can happen is when we first let our own hearts be set on fire by his love. You cannot give what you don't have. And so let's make that part of our prayer as well today.